should you make your LinkedIn group open? Hi, my name is Krishna Day, and you'll find me online at bizgrowthnews.com and also facebook.com/KrishnaDay. I was recently asked a question by an organisation who've got a thriving LinkedIn group. And one of the things that's been available since the end of 2010 is LinkedIn has enabled what they call open groups. An open group means that you as the administrator can make the group that you've created open, and it can be therefore viewed by anybody on the web. The content therefore will be indexed in the search engines, and also content can be shared through other social networking platforms. Before you actually click the button to say, yes, I want the group to be open, there's a few things you should consider. For example, if you are a group where your membership is really only for people who have paid to become a member of your association or your organisation, having an open group perhaps isn't the right thing for you to do, because you may not want to have all that content available and freely accessible by anybody. You see, the LinkedIn group will be either open or closed. It will be either indexed in the search engines or not. The second consideration is, do you want to make that decision yourself? In terms of some of the best practice I've experienced in terms of either being involved in a LinkedIn group or being a member of a community on LinkedIn, one of the things that I've seen that really works well is to ask your members. So you might decide to make a decision, but I think it's much better practice if you can get some feedback. You might leave that as a question there within LinkedIn for a week or 2 weeks and ask people for their feedback about whether they want the content to be available and open. Any conversations, once you open that group up, will be able to be found in the search engines. And therefore, that could impact in terms of whether or not people will be as active or will be as happy to share some of the conversations that they had previously. Once a group is open, that means that content will be able to be found in the search engines. This could have an implication in terms of how your members feel. They may have liked the fact that all of the conversations that they had previously were private within that group and of that association or the group that you've created for them, and it's an environment that they feel is one where they can trust each other and they're not concerned about their digital footprint and what might be found if people were searching on Google or any other search engine for content that they've been posting. And clearly, in terms of for some professionals, they don't have platforms like blogs or other platforms that they're using in terms of building their personal visibility online. And LinkedIn might be the one place that they are, but they want that to be relatively private. So that's a consideration for you to have. I definitely think good practice is to ask your group before you make it open. So absolutely there are some benefits in terms of having an open group, particularly in terms of giving you visibility for that group, for your association, in terms of within the search engines. However, I do think some consideration needs to be given before you turn that group immediately from being a private group, not indexed in the search results, to becoming public. Do let me know what your thoughts are in terms of if you are a member of a LinkedIn group. Do you like the fact that your group has now become open? Or if you're an owner of a group and the moderator of a group, what's been your approach in terms of whether or not to open up your group? This is an area that you will need to give some consideration to. I know for sure that LinkedIn are now messaging people to say, as at the time that we're talking here at the beginning of April 2011, over 120,000 of the groups on LinkedIn are now open. So you will be receiving a message, I'm sure, very soon from LinkedIn if you are managing a group. And therefore, it's an area for you to take into consideration. Leave your thoughts and comments over on facebook.com/KrishnaDay. And if you've got any questions about digital marketing, social media, communications, and integrating them into your communications and engagement plan, then I'd love to hear from you.